Tribal leaders and stakeholders representing communities that could be impacted by a proposed 220-mile industrial road gathered in Fairbanks to discuss cultural, environmental, and social impacts of the road's potential construction. SKUAC's Emily Schwing reports the meeting is happening at a time when the state is facing difficult budget decisions that could hamper the project.
If built, the industrial road would provide access to the Ambler Mining District, rich in deposits of copper, zinc, lead, silver, and gold. Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse is the CEO of Nova Copper Incorporated, a mining company that would benefit from the road.
The Ambler District is a very special district. It's very high grade. It's the sort of district that can provide jobs for generations because it's very substantial. It's been known about for a long, long time, and it's always been the issue of access.
But funding may also become a problem as the price of oil continues to fall. This week, Alaska Governor Bill Walker slashed more than $100 million from the capital budget, including $8 million that would have gone toward the road project in fiscal year 2016. Van Nieuwenhuyse says he doesn't necessarily see the cut as a setback.
It's a big wake-up call. The state will have to make tough decisions. This may be one of them. There may be other alternatives for financing the continued advancement of the EIS.
The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, is still working on the application to begin a federal environmental impact study. Mike Katze is the Business Development and Communications Director for ADA. He says the governor's recent cut hasn't hindered what's already a long and arduous application and permitting process.
This is a proposed budget. It still has to go through the legislative process. We've been in communications with the governor's office about the project. So right now we're moving forward. We still have, you know, money in our budget till the end of June 2015.
Currently, funding for the project is coming entirely from state dollars appropriated by the legislature. But Katze says if that changes in coming years, there are other ways for ADA to find money.
At ADA, we look at projects from a business perspective. We have to build a business case to move forward with them. So when we make an investment and we're looking at paying for the permitting or moving forward with that, then we would be looking at that, recouping those funds over the long term of the project.
The state has already spent more than $26 million on feasibility and development studies since 2011. Katze says information from those studies is available on ADA's website. This week, ADA invited a number of representatives from various tribal organizations and villages to Fairbanks to discuss the project. During an interactive presentation, the majority of attendees told ADA they believe more studies on the environmental and cultural impact of the road are needed. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.